I myself have close ties with the Education Centre. I worked there as a mentor for newly qualified teachers and more recently as a mentor for deputy principals. I know the staff personally and professionally, and I can vouch for the work that they do there. My first awareness that the centre was actually moving was when the chairperson and the director had released a statement on Donegal Daily to confirm their new centre and the fact that this basically was a done deal. I emailed to the director, Kieran McTaggart, to ask him a few questions around this decision and how it had been made and what were the outreach centres in Donegal Town, as currently there are numerous outreach centres in Letterkenny, Inishowen and Guidoor, so to speak. I also registered to attend the AGM of the centre that was being held on the same evening. Later in the day, I got an email response from the director to say that the AGM had been postponed and here was a link to the statement released on Donegal Daily. This statement still hadn't answered my questions, and it was my opinion that if he could so quickly dismiss me with a link to the newspaper, how were things actually happening in the centre? As it happened, I was registered to attend a course there on the Thursday and let the director know that I would be there and would ask him, hopefully get an opportunity to ask him a few questions on the day. Now, when I went to the course, conveniently there was nobody there when I went to ask a few questions, along with a few local principals also. But what struck me was when I went into the office, the staff there were just distraught and stressed and devastated at what was happening to them, and they felt that nobody was listening to them, nobody was listening to their concerns, and that they were being forced to move to Letterkenny, 110 kilometres round trip, 5 days a week without their consent. And they were just devastated. So I felt I couldn't stand by and let this happen. So I finished up the course and I went back up to school and I spoke with Michael Naughton about this, and I thought I'm going to make a WhatsApp group to see how many teachers will support me. Currently I have 350 people in that WhatsApp group. We have a smaller focus group for Save Donegal Education Centre with the staff, myself, some retired teachers, secondary teachers. We have Jimmy Brogan, the councillor, Manus Boyle, Senator, Noel Jordan, Councillor, to name but a few, and we are working tirelessly to have this decision reversed. Now, I got an email from the management committee, the chairperson, with a whole list of reasons why this was a good move. Now, this email for me raised more questions than answered. And there was a lot of issues around, it would be more accessible for the staff, for the teachers to attend courses. Now, considering 95% of the courses are held online, I don't see how this argument stands up. And, that a hybrid model had been discussed with the staff. But from talking with the staff, there's no hybrid model that I can see. And I then responded to Martin Gallagher, and I went on the radio on Highland FM on the Tuesday morning after that, and the very next day then I received an email to say that all of my correspondence and all of my media appearances were being referred to Mason Hayes and Curran, solicitors in Dublin and the Department of Education. Now, to me, this was very threatening and intimidating, because basically all I was looking for was answers to the questions that I had put to the director and the management committee around the postponement of the AGM and requesting the constitution of the Education Centre and requesting an emergency meeting to resolve this, to get this decision reversed, because it is unnecessary, not to mention the effect that it's going to have on the community of Donegal Town, because a lot of teachers, SNAs, community members attend courses there, and the amount of business that they bring to Donegal Town, it's immense. You know, eating in the local hotels, shopping in the shops, and just enjoying not only the courses in the education centre, but a look around the town too.
With this huge amount of support that's come about as a result of almost this kind of, well, this community movement against the relocation,
does that
give you huge encouragement for what you're doing, knowing that that there's such a, you know, an emotional backing for this as well as a practical one? Because I think there's a lot of people getting involved in this who may not be directly impacted, but they just understand what this means for the community.
100%, because what struck me when you say the emotional involvement, it is an emotional involvement for me, because when I went down and spoke with the six ladies that work in the centre, I was moved, and what they said to me was that I give them courage in their fight. But when I set up my petition, actually I have an online petition too, and the last time I looked, I had over 1,300 signatures on that, supporting me and supporting the staff and supporting what we're doing. And we held a public meeting in Donegal Town last Thursday night that had numerous TDs, councillors, senators, the mayor, and over 500 people locally came along to this meeting to support us. So when the staff say I give them courage, the amount of people behind me give me courage, and you know, we just must keep fighting to save the education centre and to prevent this move. Now, the management committee, at the point last week, the management committee had been invited along to attend this meeting, and nobody attended. The mayor, Pierce Doherty, Jimmy, on behalf of our group, there was a lot of invitations went to them, and they didn't even respond to the invitation. Never mind, let us know that they couldn't attend. They didn't even respond to the invitation. So as far as they're concerned, it's a done deal, and there's nothing can be done.